Good morning. The scripture today is from Ezekiel 34, 11 through 16, and 20 through 24. For this is what the Sovereign Lord says, I myself will search for my sheep and look after them, as a shepherd looks after his scattered flock when he is with them. So will I look after my sheep. I will rescue them from all the places where they were scattered on a day of clouds and darkness. I will bring them out from the nations and gather them from the countries, and I will bring them into their own land. I will pasture them on the mountains of Israel, in the ravines, and in all the settlements in the land. I will tend them in a good pasture, and the mountain heights of Israel will be their grazing land. There they will lie down in good grazing land, and there they will feed in a rich pasture on the mountains of Israel. I myself will tend my sheep and have them lie down, declares the Sovereign Lord. I will search for the lost and bring back the strays. I will bind up the injured and strengthen the weak, but the sleek and the strong I will destroy. I will shepherd the flock with justice. Therefore, this is what the Sovereign Lord says to them. See, I myself will judge between the fat sheep and the lean sheep, because you shove with flanks and shoulders, butting all the weak sheep with your horns until you have driven them away. I will save my flock, and they will no longer be plundered. I will judge between one sheep and another. I will place over them one shepherd, my servant David, and he will tend them. He will tend them and be their shepherd. I, the Lord, will be their God, and my servant David will be prince among them. I, the Lord, have spoken. This is a reading of God's word.
Please pray with me. Holy God, open up your word. Give us a spirit of wisdom and revelation that our eyes may be enlightened and we know the hope to which we have been called. Through Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. Here we are, at the end of ordinary time. This is the last Sunday of the liturgical year. And before we start the new year, we celebrate the kingship of Christ. And some of my clergy friends have decided to change up the lectionary this year because Christmas Eve is on a Sunday. They prefer to celebrate fully each Sunday in Advent. But really, they don't want to have two services on Christmas Eve. And the ones that decided to make this change are saying that, well, you know, we preach about Christ as King every week, so skipping it this year shouldn't make too much of a difference. And this conversation got me thinking, like, do I preach about the kingship of Christ? I mean, I'm sure that I've used the word king and the term God's kingdom often, but I don't know that I have intentionally talked about Christ as our king. Almost certainly not every single week. But it is always in the back of my head, and my understanding of Jesus as King is a large part of why I'm here every week. I also want to make a little caveat that there's a lot to this theologically, and I'm hoping that I'm not stumbling over things or taking for granted that you know everything that I'm talking about. It's kind of complicated stuff, and we could, as my friends have said, talk about it every single week. But I welcome your questions and your confusion, anything really. Seeing Jesus as a king it seems a little out of place. And I don't know about you, but when I hear about a king, I picture a big, opulent throne, gilded in gold, big tufts of cushions that are covered in red velvet. The king is wearing a crown filled with large and rare jewels, a flowing cape lined with exotic furs, and just wearing diamond-encrusted jewelry. The king just drips with opulence, luxury, wealth. And that's not how we normally picture Jesus. I don't know, maybe you do. But I've never seen Jesus depicted like that. Most of the artists' representations that I've seen have had Jesus wearing just like a simple white or beige tunic, well-worn leather sandals, maybe a sash or a belt, possibly holding a walking stick, sometimes with a crown, but still always in these very modest clothes. And granted, we don't know what Jesus actually looked like or what he actually wore, but he preached simplicity. We think of Jesus, or at the very least, we picture him as more of a shepherd, cuddling sheep, guiding them from one lush grazeland to the next, making stops at streams for that cool, fresh water, providing for their needs. There is one thing that we forget about shepherds, though. They're also protectors. They're fierce protectors. There were all sorts of predators out there looking for a tasty woolly snack. Wolves, large cats, hyenas, and don't forget about other people. So shepherds had a bit of a, we could say that they had a bit of a reputation. They carried weapons with them. Swords, knives, slingshots, clubs. These sheep aren't just cute and cuddly, they're also a very important source of food and money for the shepherds. Rarely were they tending their own flocks. They were often hired hands, and they would have to compensate the owners when one sheep went missing. The other thing to keep in mind about shepherds is that they didn't really have the best hygiene practices. They spent a lot of their time leading sheep on foot. They were outdoors, weeks at a time, months at a time. I don't know if you've ever been backpacking or camping. You know, you don't come back smelling your freshest. Even after a short 2-day car camping trip, I find dirt in crevices that I didn't know that I had. So a king and a shepherd seem like two diametrically opposed careers. It's highly unlikely that the two would ever be in the same place at the same time, let alone be the same person. Yet Christ is both. Jesus is our Shepherd King. When Ezekiel is writing this passage, he and other religious leaders are exiled in Babylon. And for the first 32 chapters of Ezekiel, he pronounced judgment and punishment of the people because of their sin and the injustices that they committed towards their own people. And just before this passage, they get news that back home, Jerusalem has fallen. The temple is destroyed. Everything the people knew and believed was flipped on its head. Their fundamental theological beliefs and their political assertions were called into question. Primarily that God had chosen the Israelite people and given them their land, that God made an eternal covenant with David for hereditary kingship, that God would protect Jerusalem and the temple at all costs forever. It's at this point that Ezekiel provides words of comfort and hope to the exiles who are experiencing this powerlessness and despair. He uses that oft-used metaphor of God as the shepherd. The Israelites were just as familiar with Psalm 23 as we are. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Ezekiel tells the people of that the shepherd God will not withdraw from the sheep, but will actively search them out and gather them all in together. In the ancient Near East, kings and leaders were expected to tend to those most vulnerable to abuse. The widows, the orphans, the poor, infirmed, displaced. And Ezekiel charges that Israel's past leaders have neglected their responsibilities. The Israelite leadership did not care for the weak. They neglected the vulnerable. They didn't heal the sick or bind up the injured. And worse than that, they ruled with force and harshness, driving away the helpless. In contrast, God, the good shepherd, seeks the lost, binds up the injured, heals the sick, and includes even the weakest members. The good shepherd is going to sort through the fat and the lean sheep and address this bullying. And at the same time, God shows the Davidic dynasty hasn't been forgotten. In verse 23, he says, I will set up over them one shepherd, my servant David. And this Davidic king will reunite the people, feed the people, rule with justice, just as King David did. What God seeks, then and now, is to reconcile all of humanity and to reestablish that divine human connection, that relationship that results in redemption and salvation. And God promises to restore divinely ordained leadership through the lineage of David. And wouldn't you know it, in the first chapter of Matthew, we are given Jesus' family tree. And that family tree begins with David. Jesus is the king and the shepherd. Jesus cares for the wounded, finds the lost, nurtures those who have been left behind. He determines which sheep are fat and which are lean in order to provide more nourishment to those with fewer opportunities. and to hold accountable those forcibly taking more than they need. It sounds a little odd, but I can't think of a better king than a humble shepherd. A shepherd that cares for the least, the last, and the lost. A shepherd in general has compassion and love to the point of sacrifice. And that's exactly the type of king that our God turns out to be. And our response to that king is to do the same. Go outside of our comfort zones, get dirty, sleep with the sheep, carry them to safety, bind up their wounds, and make sure that they have enough to eat. There are plenty of sheep outside these walls, and those sheep need tending. And it's difficult things to do, but our Shepherd King provides us with all of the strength, the compassion, and most importantly, the love to gather others in the same way that we have been gathered. Thanks and praise to our Shepherd King. Amen.